it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And it's a breaking ball, hit well, right center field, up the alley, and that one is on its way. All right. It's gone, and Kyle Schwarber has matched that major league record. His 53rd home run of the season, his 22nd of the year against a left-handed pitcher. And the Phillies jump out to a 1-0 lead.
Well, Schwarber's really getting, you know, in striking range now. Ryan Howard's 58. By the way, I think that's his second straight. Hold on. Can't cut her off. I mean, eventually I'll cut her off, but, you know. Well, Schwarber has certainly earned respect, and I think the Phillies have as well. I believe that's his second straight homer that was one of those just got out. Like, John, he didn't get it all. He just kind of like, just, you know, a little bit.
Oh, man.
Just a little bit. Got enough. You imagine just, James, can you imagine being strong enough that you just kind of get it and it goes out right field and
no.
Dodger Stadium?
Harper's, too, was like just kind of got
right.
Wes Wilson's the only one who tanked one last night.
He drilled that thing, man. When Weston Wilson hits the ball.
He hits it. Like that one he hit at Citizens Bank. Like that was like.
That was a shot.
One of the longest. It felt like one of the longest ones there all year.
Well, good morning to you. Phil's clinched a division last night. We're going to play a lot of audio from post-game in the locker room, both from the radio here on WIP and TV, NBC Sports Philadelphia. Great coverage on both. By the way, Rhea, the Carson thing you had in the update, am I remembering it right? Because I think I am. The Eagles played him a couple of years ago,
2022,
right?
Jalen versus Carson.
Yeah.
It happened.
And that was Washington, right?
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, I mean, and that's
interesting. It's two to four weeks, so it falls right in that, and that's a high ankle sprain.
Yeah.
So, you know, those don't heal fast. You would know that, right?
I'm well aware. I feel great about my ankle. I mean, I think it's coming along, but they still want me to take it super slow. Vic Fangio, John Ritchie versus Carson Wentz. Who are you taking?
Man, you know, now that we can do a little more with the way our guys play and we can mess with him, we know he doesn't deal very well with that.
Was Fangio with the Broncos as the head coach when Carson put a 52 spot on him in the 2017 regular season?
I can look that up.
Remember that? Wasn't it like 52 to something?
They kicked their ass. I don't remember if Fangio was the coach.
Because wasn't he the head coach of the Broncos
at
one point?
He was at a certain point. I don't know if they line up. I think he might have been after that, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, I don't know. Because, you know, they won that title in 15 with Kubiak, and then he left with the heart situation. Anyway, I'm sure they face each other at some point along the line. All right, 215-592-9494, your chance to weigh in. Phil's win the division.
Not the head coach there.
Not the head coach. All right. Let's listen to John Middleton. We know he's the main man for the Phils. It is his, I don't know why we say pocketbook. I don't think he's got a pocketbook. I guess he's
some
got a wallet.
Some men do now. It's kind
some
of very popular.
Some men in Europe do.
I could see you being a pocketbook kind of guy.
He's a merce.
I'm a wallet kind of guy.
A merceman. I agree. He's a merce.
You know what I am, James? I'm a checking account kind of guy.
I'm right. Definitely not a Venmo kind of guy. We know that.
Well, I've improved. All right, let's listen to John Middleton. After the Phils win last night, Tom McCarthy caught up with him in the locker room. Let's listen to the Phils top guy.
Phillies managing partner John Middleton is enjoying the stream right now. I asked Aaron, as the longest tenured Philly, if this ever gets old, what is this like to watch? I saw you in the stands. What's it like to watch all of this?
You mean watch it from the stands?
Yes.
Yeah, well, I was, you know, that last couple of innings, I was really twisted in knots. I thought we were out of it, and then the home run in the ninth inning, and but what a great effort on the 10th to come back. I mean, and Robertson coming in and not allowing the run to score. I mean, that was, it's huge.
It's so hard to do that in this day and age. What is this gift like for the Philadelphia Phillies fans when they see this?
Well, I remember when I was just a fan, and I loved watching this stuff. It gave me energy, it made me happy, made me proud to be a fan and proud to be a Philadelphian. And I hope people are feeling the same thing tonight.
the excitement part of it is that these guys are so close, and they've been so close for four years. Doesn't matter who comes in. You kind of feel that, don't you?
Yeah, you do. Yeah. And they assimilate people quickly.
Yeah.
You can see what the new guys came in at the training deadline. They love it here.
You're getting doused right now. There you go.
That's Sean Middleton. Some of those interviews would end at times, you know, as guys just get, you know, crushed with champagne or whatever, you know, whatever the heck it is. And it's like, all right, I guess that's the end of that.
All sorts of debaucherous.
Yes. But nice work by Tom McCarthy and certainly Scott Fransky in the Phil's locker room. All right, we're going to keep playing the audio of all that. 215-592-9494. My main Eagles thing as we sit here this morning is I hope they can unlock the passing game. And certainly it'll improve. There's no question about that. But I want to see it improve a lot. You know, I said yesterday, the first 2 weeks have in many ways reminded me of last year, regular season. I know a lot of people hang their hat on how it ended at the end of the postseason, and I understand why. They were the most recent games. But to me, the regular season passing was very pedestrian. Now, on one hand, it could be because of how exceptional the run game was. But on the other hand, you don't want it to have to be that pedestrian. And I'll say this, you never know, you know, when you're going to have Saquon four. I mean, he could get injured. Guys get hurt. I want to see this passing game develop. It should be better. I mean, you got two phenomenal wide receivers. It should be better. You typically have a good pass-catching tight end in Goddard. Now, obviously, he missed the last game. I feel confident, you know, that Saquon is a good pass-catching running back. He's not quite as good as B. West or LeSean, but he's very good at it. They should be better at the passing game. I want to see him pick it up. Let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494. And I'm fascinated by the 41% yesterday that said they're not concerned with the passing game.
Lying.
So, Rhea, tell me where you're at. I can tell you are, so talk to me.
Well, yeah. I mean, it looked better, you know, and you know, at first you're going, all right, it's got to be the offense coordinator. You've got another new. But I just think, you know, it comes down to the fact that did AJ basically play at all in the preseason? He didn't practice a lot. So I think that there's maybe some rhythm that they have to get into. But, I mean, it 100% has to be better. The Rams are a good team, and they could score. So, you know, I think this is going to be a real tough matchup for them.
Yeah, I mean, it was a great playoff game.
Yeah.
I mean, it was the one game where things really, it got really hairy.
Now, they haven't played, like, who they play, the Raiders and the Texans?
Titans.
Titans.
Boy, the Titans probably stink. Oof. Yeah, they're rough.
They do.
All right, to the phones, Mikey in Pottstown. Mikey, good morning, buddy.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Great.
Listen, so my thing with the Eagles first is, I mean, you got to be a little bit concerned with the passing. I think they're playing super conservative and they know that they can
yes.
be successful that way.
Yes.
And
precisely.
I think they took it
a little far. You know, I think there's a reason for that, the noise and that sort of thing. I hope I'm not giving them excuses.
Right. And I think Hurts is comfortable with the 5-yard pass and the 6-yard pass mm-hmm. and then the tush push on 3rd and 1 or 4th and 1 and they drive downfield and they get in the end zone and they're so comfortable doing that. It just makes me a little worried about the morale of the wide receivers in the long run if this continues.
I agree with that. I mean, Mikey, James said yesterday, if you're AJ, just be happy you're on a winning team, essentially. And I'm like, yeah. I would not be. I'm just telling you, I would not be. I know we all want to say winning matters the most, and it does, but personal achievement individually does matter.
Over wins?
No, I didn't say that. So,
but that's the baseline question we're asking, right? At the end of the day,
yep.
like you want to make everyone happy and be involved and stuff, but at the end of the day, winning matters more than anything else, right?
I will say yes, but here's where I'm going to go, James. It's not like one is 100% and the other is zero. Like, individual, if I'm A.J. Brown, and I know I can make the Hall of Fame, and I know I'm one of the 5 best wide receivers in football, I want to catch at a minimum, 80 balls a year. I mean, if Ja'Marr Chase and CeeDee Lamb are going to go get 120 and 130, if I'm at, like,
I get it, but again, what if you're 17-0? Like, that's my point. Like, I get it. There's levels to this, but if they keep winning games, like, at what point do you have to say, okay, you know what, I'm more important than the team? You know what I mean?
I do know what you mean, but I don't agree with you. Mikey, what do you make of it?
I like the way you phrase that.
I mean, Rhea, wouldn't you be frustrated?
Yeah. Oh, I would.
If you're a top 5 wide receiver and you're barely 100%. Touching, right, you'd be frustrated.
Yeah, they have to get it going.
Yes, if I never lost,
I'd
be frustrated.
I think that's a mistake then. That's a problem.
James, should we have to turn this into a Twitter poll? Maybe. If you're A.J. Brown,
and the Eagles went 17-0, but you didn't get a bunch of catches, would you be upset?
Yeah.
All right, 17-0 is a little different.
But that's my whole point. My whole point is about winning. My whole point is about winning. At the end of the day, that this whole team, it's all about winning. That's what these guys talk about. Jalen did it, right? Don't you think Jalen would love to throw for 5,000 yards and throw for touchdowns?
I'll take 200.
But he's willing to put his ego in check and say, let's go win football games.
But like, James, don't you think...
That Chris Jones thing,
if
right?
If we're going to use ridiculous analogies, let's go here. If you're Bryce Harper... And your team wins the World Series, but you have a batting average of 100 the whole season. Aren't you frustrated?
It's not a one-to-one.
Well, like, why you can't not?
Because baseball is an individual sport. Football isn't. Like, baseball is about you versus a pitcher, batter versus hitter. And even then, at the end of the day, I do think Bryce Harper would want the ring. Like, I do.
All right, Mike, you break it down for us. You heard that back and forth. What do you make of it?
Yeah, I mean, if you got to remember, he already won a Super Bowl. So he's got the Super Bowl. Now, if A.J. Brown goes the next two seasons, and he's only catching 400, 500 yards per year, that's going to affect him for the rest of his career. His next contract is not going to be anywhere near as high as it was.
Well, that's true,
his
too.
Legacy,
yeah.
His legacy going forward, I mean, yeah, he's got a Super Bowl and he's got some Pro Bowls, but that affects his Hall of Fame chances and stuff like that. So I kind of agree with you there, Joe.
Yeah. Okay, Mikey. Interesting point. So, James, here's what I'm thinking: we're putting this poll together on the fly. So, here's where I'm at. Forget the 17-0; it's a little extreme. How about this? Let's just go with what the facts have been. If you were AJ Brown, would you be frustrated? And we'd have to look up the numbers. Having six catches for blank yards and a 2-0 record. Is that fair?
That's
what it's been.
But it's not the heart of what we're talking about. Like, it's a 2-0. Like, my point is, if they keep winning, you know what I mean? Like, as long as they win, I don't think it should be an issue. So the whole heart of my thing is not through two games. It's a bigger picture
thing.
Let me ask you
a question.
I don't know if this plays on Twitter, to be completely honest.
I don't care if it plays on Twitter.
No, I know. I'm just saying, I don't think we're going to get, like, the right type of response to what we're talking about.
James, let me ask you this question. Let's say you're on a great radio show, but you almost never get to talk. You frustrated?
I mean, I talk less than I would like to.
No, but I mean, you almost...
Way less.
Hold on.
I mean,
hold on. You almost never get to talk. Are you frustrated?
If the show is... Like, first of all, it's a little different.
The answer is yes.
But it's a little different. We're not talking about winning the Super Bowl. We're talking about winning ratings in a city, in a smaller thing that not the whole world knows about. Like, they're different things. You can't compare
them. He's not keeping it real.
No, but they're...
When you're on a great team,
different things.
You always want to be contributing. I mean, it's just the way it is.
And be heard,
correct.
John, do you disagree with me or are you with James on this? And I'm throwing
this
out. I
just think a football team's different. I don't think you can compare it to four people on a radio show. It's a completely different thing.
At the end of a four-hour show, you know, there's not a definitive win or loss.
Exactly. They play 17 games and then playoffs, and they win a Super Bowl or not, and the whole world watches it. Like, it's a totally different thing.
Is he being a little Pollyanna? You play with a lot of players. Guys want the ball. What do you make it?
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, guys want the ball. I'm with you, Joe.
Okay,
I'm on your side.
James, you want to retort?
It was done so grudgingly.
No problem with that. And like again, like people are allowed to want the ball. My point is not. Of course, he can want the ball. My point is, at the end of the day, if they're winning football games, should he be happier about winning the games or not getting or upset about not getting the ball?
He can be both.
He can be
but
both.
That's fine. My point is, he should be happier about. At the end of the day, if one takes precedence, it should be the win over the numbers. That's my whole argument.
Well, I'll tell you this: when you consider things like next contract are a factor. I don't know that you're
I'm
right.
I'm just saying. Like that's how I look at it, philosophically speaking.
Okay. How about this poll question? Going to keep it simple. If you were A.J. Brown, would you be frustrated not getting the ball more? Yes or no? Fair?
I think that's fair.
I mean, it doesn't speak to what we're talking about, but that's fine.
Well, how about with a 2-0 record? .. with a 2-0 record. Fair?
If the Eagles keep winning games, but A.J. Brown...
You're not going to get
him. That's my question. We're in a different thing here.
Here's Twitter poll question of the day. If you were A.J. Brown... Would you be frustrated not getting the ball more, .. with a 2-0 record? That's the question. Yes or no? Brought to us by Armin Chevrolet, the $7,500 federal EV tax credit ends September 30th. Now in stock, the Equinox, Blazer, and Silverado EVs. together, let's drive. Let's listen to Nick Sirianni. He talked about the passing game, and this is after the game. So this was Sunday night. We got two pieces of audio for you here, Sirianni, Sunday night. The first is, and it was, I thought, the biggest completion of the game. Hurts under tremendous pressure with a nice lofted up down the right sideline to Devontae, fourth quarter. You'll remember that one. Here's Sirianni on that sequence.
There's all this nitpicking on Jalen, but no one talks about all the, you know, that. Like, he's unbelievable at throwing the deep ball, which ends up helping us set up other things underneath. And so it's just great connection, communication, you know, just that one that they have together, you know, the receivers and Jalen. And that was a huge play in that game, and they brought some pressure. Jalen was able to stand in there, make a great play, and Devontae made a play on the football. You know, no secret, Devontae Smith's a heck of a player. So Jalen Hurts is a heck of a player. And, again, you get pumped up when you execute in a big moment. That was a big time. That was a big, big play in that game. That helped us seal that game.
Totally agree with the head coach. I mean, I thought it was the biggest offensive play for the Eagles. All right, let's listen to more Sirianni, because he did talk, though, about the passing game issues. There are struggles. Here's what he said.
You know, I think we talk a lot about winning our double positive, and that means for us winning the explosive play battle and winning our turnover battle. So we've been able to win that turnover battle. I think that we need to be, you know, better in the explosive play battle. There's no doubt about it. So, we have some thoughts, and we'll watch the tape and go from there. But it's been efficient. The pass game's been efficient. We just haven't hit the chunks. But what I would say, and we know we need to do that, right? That's going to open up everything. But what I would say is, in a moment when we needed a chunk, we hit the chunk with Devontae, to per Elliott's question earlier. So we need to be able to, again, we'll look at the tape and everything like that, but we haven't created a lot of explosive plays in the past 2 weeks, and we'll get better at that.
Look, you can react to what we've seen from the Eagles passing game and what Sirianni said there. 215-592.
Very honest by him there.
I thought so too, Rhea.
You know, he knows.
Yeah. And by the way, help me remember this, because off the top of my head, I don't have all the stats and data in front of me, but are there only two plays longer than 20 yards? The pass to Dotson week one and the pass to Devontae week two?
Correct. I think so too,
right? I don't think Saquon's got a 20-yard run.
That's the big thing. They're not hitting the home runs.
I don't think so. No, yeah.
That's very little.
They're not hitting them. I mean, and Saquon, although we grinded out 88 yards.
Yeah.
We're used to that big one that hits, and that hasn't come yet.
For sure. 215-592-9494. All right, if you were AJ, would you be frustrated? Do you think James is a little Pollyanna with his approach, or is his team first, winning first thing the way it is? I just don't think it's the way it really is, but I know it's nice in theory. What do you make of it? 215-592-9494. Coming up, more of the audio. Phillies postgame last night, including Bryce Harper's interview in the locker room after he now, for the fourth straight year, will go to the playoffs as the member of the Phils. If you're just waking up to it, Phils clinched the division last night, had a huge celebration. We'll play a ton of the audio for you as we move through the show. Joe to Cameron, John Ritchie. It's 94 WIP.
Nothing beats the peace of mind of coming home to a comfortable home, and your windows are a big part of maintaining a comfortable temperature in your home. Window Nation has helped me in both of my homes, and I know they can do a great job for yours.
Window Nation is who I recommend to everyone. Their windows are top quality and super energy efficient, and they make the whole process so easy. They were just named highest on Forbes' list of best window installation companies for a reason.
Exactly, and the installation itself is so quick. The crews know exactly what they're doing. In fact, their crew leaders average over 10 years experience. I'm going to experience that on Thursday, coming in to fix one of my windows, and they will have the job done, completed in one day or less.
The best part right now is the deal. When you buy two windows, you get two free, and you don't have to pay a thing for two full years. No down payment, no monthly payments, no interest until 2027. But you have to hurry, because this amazing offer ends on September 30th. You can get a fast, free estimate. Just visit windownation.com or call 866-90-NATION.
not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a great conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.